Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is OMF on EEI.
Right back here in OMF. No Lou, no Christian, but we got Fitzy, we got Andy Hart. Guns N' Roses at Fenway tonight. Is that tonight?
Oh, that's right.
They at Fenway tonight.
Glenn, what's your favorite Guns N' Roses song?
Well, hold on for 1 second. But I want to get to Bradfo and Will are doing the game tonight. The game is in Detroit. They're doing it at Fenway Park. But they're doing it during the concert?
Good luck.
That'll
with
be
that.
Fine.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
What do you mean to be fine? We playing?
Good.
You act like there's some sort of issues that could come up during this broadcast.
I'm just wondering if it could be some music.
He's been sandwiching with Mr. Brownstone. Cut out and miss strike three. Welcome to the jungle.
Yeah, that
which
could be
was
a
one
weird.
Of my favorite. Which is one of my favorite Guns N' Roses songs.
And of course, it's a song.
So what?
Everyone's got to please. Everyone's got to please me.
So is that what we're going to do tonight? We are actually going to do a yep. Red Sox broadcast. They're doing it at Fenway Park tonight?
It's a twofer. You get GNR and you get Sox Tigers.
Yeah, there's no commercial break, just music in between innings.
Who would say no to it? It's hard to hit a fastball in the cold November rain.
Just cracking yourself up over there, huh?
I've been having, you know what? I'm here to have a good time today,
yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, you're that's the only the, one laughing at yourself.
Would you please? Yeah, please.
But I just saw that.
And, grump.
I know we've been promoting all day. It's Bradfo and Will in the broadcast booth. And I know the road games, they do it at Fenway
yes,
Park. And then
right.
Guns N' Roses, I thought.
Swing and a pop-up. Shallow left field. Shortstop by Buckley there. Carl Crawford hauls it in. And Tampa Bay makes it 3 straight over the Red Sox.
It might be worth it.
It's probably a, would be different. Yeah,
listen, you can get so the stream times? Of the broadcast on the Odyssey app anywhere except for Fitzy's house.
Yeah,
this is
an
idea you absolutely want to listen
so
to.
So you tell me, Fitzy, you were probably a cheap bastard at one time, and the concerts would be going
it's
on
called
in
being
town.
And you, thrifty.
And, okay, being thrifty, and you stayed outside the arena of the stadium, and you sat there and you said, screw it, I can still hear the concert.
Are you kidding
you're gonna
me,
You're going to hear the concert tonight, apparently, if you're listening to the radio broadcast.
The best place to be tonight is at, like, the Cask and Flagon or Fenway Johnny's. Because you can pregame, then you could actually listen to the Sox game and hear the Guns N' Roses song. I was classic, one of those kids like you always see in like back in like watching The Natural. The kids would like try to watch like the game through a peephole or through like the ivy in the outfield. I used to always like we used to stay at a hotel specifically in Yarmouth because you could sit on the balcony and you could watch the Yarmouth drive-in movies for free. My dad'd be like, "Hey, if we stay Thursday through Saturday, they'll flip the movies Friday, and we get a twofer."
Jesus.
Yeah, apparently there's other thrifty. Concerts.
We didn't have a lot growing up, Glenn.
This is week long?
Oh, yes. Joel tomorrow at 6:30.
Oh.
And then on Thursday, it's the Hella Mega
Bottle
Tour.
Bottle of Red.
With Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer.
See, now that was funny. Fitzy, you were finally funny. It took to the 5 o'clock hour, but
would
that was
you
finally
blank
funny.
Me?
Pop out to right. That's good.
So, Tyler, correct me if I'm wrong.
Wait,
we are doing
super...
the broadcast, though, at Fenway still, correct?
That's correct. So,
oh, my God.
Wait, who's on Thursday?
Thursday is the Hella Mega Tour.
What the hell is that?
That's Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer.
Oh, no.
That's at 5 o'clock on Thursday. And then on the 6th is New Kids on the Block.
I'm going to do Christian all Voria the wants things to go to.
Do we have any, like, do we have any, like, copyright issues or anything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
What if we're going to pop up and we get the music in the
background? Because you said you should be at Cask and Flagon. I can be on my own back deck where the beer is free or cheap, and I'm listening to a concert. Yeah. I'll be on the Odyssey app.
1-2 delivery again.
This is good.
Swing hard shot to the shortstop, but again a run home. Bichette gloves, fires the first for the out. Pique scores. It's 1-0 Red Sox. They're game with that ground ball, making contact with the 65th RBI. And the Red Sox lead at 1-0. Devers held at second.
So actually, Thursday night, the Red Sox do play, I believe, a matinee or an afternoon game Thursday because you and I are on the radio Thursday from 8 to 10.
That is true. But is Joe doing any of these games? Because I can see Rob and Will rolling with the punches, having some fun with it.
No, Joe is
just saying, I can't work like this. I'm a professional.
He knew well in advance that this was going to be happening. He's enjoying some leisure time.
Good call by him.
Some stretch run days off.
Good call.
So Bradfoe's bringing his 88-year-old father over to the game tonight. Or excuse me, over to the concert. Tonight,
it's a big Slash fan.
I just the 20
swinging a pop. It's either all rap or nothing for me, MFers.
Whoa. Yay, baseball!
That Thursday night show sounds excellent. Green Day and Weezer at Fenway. Hell yeah!
You have to work.
I understand.
I'm not
that.
Doing a show by myself.
You can host. You know what? You can host. I'll be
imagine
listening.
The
I'll
conversations be I'd have with myself. Who's going to keep me on track? Not me.
Oh, there'll be people. They'll be callers.
Don't worry. Keep you
in. They'll be callers. Boss, too,
the guy
now.
Jamal has been waiting for
I was
going to
say Jamal.
To rip you.
Yeah. Jamal the fraud who uses fake voices to yell at players.
Listen.
Wow. Oh, Brady, you stink. Yeah, you're a bum. I've loved you for 20 years, but I'm changed now.
See, the idea is to talk into the microphone so that it comes out of people's speakers, and then they want to continue listening, Andy.
Oh, is that how it works?
Have you given anybody that advice?
Wait,
you given
when
that
you
were
thought?
Watching movies... Could you hear the audio?
Oh, look, we have some calls, Glenn.
Could you hear the audio in the drive-in theater across the street?
Yes, because they had just switched over to that FM or AM thing, so you could, like, bring your... My dad, we had a Panasonic boombox. We put it out there. You'd turn it on, like, you know, 880 or,
right.
like, 93.9.
Like those God stations you drive by in front yards and everything.
Thank God the drive-in switched over to the FM thing, as you said, because I can't tell you how many of those speaker boxes I drove off with that drive-in.
And you're like, oh,
serious.
Boy, that
you
ruined.
I'm kidding, Andy.
He's got
I'm
the
serious.
Gas pump hanging from one side and the speaker hanging from the other.
The Ordway family was like, well, that ruined Rebel Without a Cause.
Serious, I took a couple of them home.
Now we never found out who was on the waterfront.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God. So yesterday we sat here and we bitched about the Red Sox doing absolutely nothing.
Today we bitched about the Celtics doing absolutely nothing.
That's insane. Wait, two days in a row. Yeah, there is a theme here.
Good thing is the Patriots did everything
that's
back in March.
Thank God they were unexpected. But just because one team is uncharacteristically aggressive and buys up all the free agents doesn't mean that the other two teams can't trade for them or make some free agency acquisitions. This is very strange that we've seen two of the four major sports teams go into either like believe in our own guys or cost-cutting conservation mode.
Well, the latter part is the part that bothers me. Because we're still in Boston, correct? We're not in Austin or some other city. We haven't moved. It's still a place where you're supposed to be big market and you're supposed to have all those advantages that come with that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we have talked a lot over the last, like, 3 years about, well, you can't possibly sign Mookie Betts, so you're going to have to trade him. And, well, we went all in. Now we got to reset the books. Like, why am I having to study Excel spreadsheets so often? I thought we were like one of the big bullies. Like fought with the Yankees. Yankees are still doing it. Every time I look up, they may not work, and they may not be happy with the results in the end, but they're still buyers, buyers, buyers. And
no, they're getting cheap, though. The Yankees have gotten cheap. They've concerned themselves with the luxury tax. They've kept themselves under that threshold, so they've done some of that.
That the Steinbrenner that's in charge of the team now does not want to go over the luxury tax.
No, he doesn't want to spend.
But
which is very anti-Steinbrenner, Glenn. It's like not in the spirit of their dad.
See, the difference here is I have no problem with the Red Sox retooling because they won in 2018. Mm-hmm. The Patriots, we know, won recently. They were at another Super Bowl. So we know how it works in the NFL. When you lose the greatest quarterback of all time, you've got to start from scratch. Mm-hmm. So there's all this hope, and you're looking at the future. Now, if it takes 10 years, 12 years to do it, we're all going to be pissed off. But you expect it to take a few years to get back to the top again. The problem I have right now with the Celtics is 2 years ago, we were sitting here saying, well, once that Golden State team expires and they get old and they get worn out here another 2 or 3 years, Celtics are going to be the next team. They're the on-deck circle. They're going to be the next power. And now I look at both the East and the West, and there are 15, 18 teams right now that you could argue are better than your Boston Celtics and have a better future. And to me, you haven't won since 2008. And so to go into a year for Brad Stevens in which you're going as a bridge year, and my guess is you're going downward. This team is not going to be as good as the team last year. This is disappointing.
So, Glenn, I'm going to ask you a tough question because I know he's your guy.
Give me it multiple choice.
Nope, just a simple one. Did Danny Ainge screw it up? Did Danny Ainge struggle late in his tenure here?
Yes.
Because you can't take away what he did early on and the way he kind of tried to rebuild. But over the last few years, did he struggle?
Yeah. I love Danny. I thought he did a great job in that position over the years. To win in 2008 when he had nothing before that was miraculous. But yes, he screwed up. They misjudged the Kyrie Irving situation, not taking the personality into account. And then when they finally realized what they had, they made a bigger mistake by thinking that Kemba Walker could be the replacement for Kyrie Irving. Mm-hmm. Instead, the only thing he was apparently a better guy in the locker room and with personnel over there. That's all he was. And then they had to get rid of him now. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people, Fitzy said this earlier in the program, he liked what Brad Stevens did. Well, but you're not fixing your problem. All you're doing is you're clearing them out and hoping and praying that maybe you can do something a year or two down the line because you've opened up some flexibility with no Kemba. But he's still a pretty good player.
Sure.
And you don't have him on your roster anymore.
But you also have to look at the job that Brad took over. And he's, you know, putting his list together, what I need to do, who I need to get rid of. How, and I think even you would admit, Glenn, like, what were you going to get for Kemba Walker? We can't rip him yet. He's still trying to clean up the mess that he was left with, so to speak, and find a way out of it. And I think you would argue the way the mess was left, it's going to be a multi-step process.
I'm not blaming him, but I think people are going to look at him in this first year. And if this team is struggling to make the playoffs and they're a lottery team, I don't think a lot of people are going to be real thrilled with Brad Stevens. They'll probably, feel that it's better that he go back into coaching again. But I don't know, what they're doing. I have no idea what they're doing right now other than, and we discussed it earlier with Chris Mannix, that all they're doing is clearing the decks, finding flexibility. So this year, if they tried to get Bradley Beal, they would have to trade for him. And they would have to give somebody up like Jaylen Brown. They don't want to give Jaylen Brown up because Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are the backbone of this team. That's your future. Mm-hmm. They want to wait until next year to get Bradley Beal. A lot of things have to happen right, including letting Fournier just take off and go. You lose again a pretty good player. You get nothing in return for the player. So all you're doing is clearing the books. So maybe if you plead next year and Jason Tatum helps you out and pleads with Bradley Beal, you can get him here. But don't you guys think it's dangerous? If Bradley Beal watches the Celtics next year and they suck and they're worse than his Washington Wizards, maybe he doesn't want to come here.
Glenn, we're coming off of now 21. Okay, so Brady was here 20 years, the most 20 successful years of any Boston sports franchise, let alone obviously the Patriots. 9 Super Bowls, 6 championships, all that jazz. The fans could tolerate one wash season, one reset season. That's fine. The Celtics, who we have, and now obviously they spent, and it looks like they're going to be competitive again this year in a very, and an improved AFC East. Your Celtics, the East just keeps getting better and better. The rich are getting richer. The Nets improved themselves. The Milwaukee Bucks are world champs. The Celtics have now lost their third best scorer and the guy who was supposed to either be their third best or their fourth best scorer in Fournier. They have replaced the two of them with absolutely nothing. I know Jaylen Brown is coming back after he missed the final quarter of the season and that awful playoff series. Who the hell is going to take the ball up the court? Who's going to be that third or fourth scoring option? What's the plan? It is going to be a disaster. And Celtics fans are going to be frustrated as hell this year.
Well, I think they've been fooled over the last few days that Lonzo Ball was coming here. You mm-hmm. thought there was going to be another move. You were going to get that point guard. Now, I don't know what you're going to get. George Hill? What are you going to get? All of these players are going elsewhere, as Tyler has been mentioning throughout the entire afternoon, and there's going to be nobody left on the board that you really can trust. And now you're relying on Marcus Smart, who knows this is the last year of his contract, mm-hmm. because he knows the game plan. The game plan is they need to clear his money off the books as well next year so they can bring in Bradley Beal. He's going to do whatever he needs to do to help his market value out there in the free agent market. And that may not be necessarily dealing the ball off to Jason Tatum.
Correct. He's going to want to shoot. He's going to want to score. He's going to want to put up statistics that look good when the next team looks at what Marcus Smart has been coming into free agency. But I also would say, is Tatum on board with this? Like, is he a shareholder in a multi-year plan because it's his guy Beal and this is what we need to do? And, you know, you've created a nice rapport or whatever with Jaylen Brown. Has he reached that level that he would be an active voice? The things we hear about in the NFL, you know, Aaron Rodgers just wants a voice and part of the conversation. Is Jason Tatum a voice in the conversation of here's what we're going to do? We're going to fix some of the mistakes of the last couple of years. We're going to get cap space freed up, and we're going to go get your guy, Bradley Beal. Is he that important? Is he that invested?
It goes to what you said earlier, that he's too passive. He's not that alpha dog, and he needs to be that alpha dog. The most I've heard him speak out and give his opinion was the Simone Biles situation mm-hmm. in the last few days. He is not talk much about the team. I think I saw the quote today. Somebody asked him about the trades, and he goes, well, you know, you get to know guys, and then it's part of the business. Guys get traded away, and then guys come here. Exactly.
Where's the fire? Where's the –
but he
we're
hasn't
not
had
take
that.
It.
He
we're
hasn't
mad
had
as hell.
It, right? That was a question coming out of college. That was a question back at Duke. That's just – and
some fine, score. Have somebody else be the fire then. Have someone else be the piss and vinegar. Now, obviously, Marcus Smart has it, but
that's
he doesn't
problem.
Seem to have great control
that
over
is
it.
The that's problem. The problem.
That is the problem.
100%.
Exactly.
Because Tatum allows him to have it. I think Brown, Jaylen Brown gives him a little pushback.
Yeah, that's why
and I think
fight
that becomes
bubble.
A problem. Right, exactly.
And then
but
Brad
I think
has
that,
to throw a pizza party the
exactly,
next day.
Exactly. Right. That Marcus Smart is such a strong personality, and now you are in the situation where you have no other point guard. He is your point guard. That means he's going to play more minutes. Mm-hmm. He's going to be the guy that has the ball in his hands more than anybody else. He's going to dictate what you do with your offense. I'm not sure that's a good thing. And I'm not ripping entirely Marcus Smart. I think he's a really good player on a contending team as a role player because he can defend like very few guys can do. But in this role, you're going to put him in here and we're going to expect that Tatum and Brown are going to get better.
Yeah, wow. I have my questions about how that's going to play out. Primarily what you said earlier. Like, we can all say that, you know, Marcus Smart knows this or he's part of the plan, but when you start to what is Andrew Brandt like to say on Twitter, deadline spur action? Mm. Marcus Smart's going to see the deadline, his expiration date as a Celtic, right? He's going to see that on the horizon, and that is going to affect the way he handles himself because that's the world we live in. It's promote yourself. It's look out for number one. It's I got to take care of me because no one else is going to take care of me. And if he takes that mentality into next year, that will be maddening because I know he thinks he's a – he's a great shooter when he takes great shots. Was that the quote to start last year? I'm not sure he'll be taking great shots this year. Volume scorer.
How far removed now may we be from the peak trade value, do you think, Glenn, of Marcus Smart? When was he as commodity – at his most valuable, because it seems like he may be a diminishing asset right now for the Celtics.
Well, what did Vanish tell us? That the
when he
Celtics
signed his
looking,
deal?
Celtics were looking
probably.
For two first-round picks for him. I just, if the only team that you could see that would be interested in Marcus Smart would be a really good team.
Yes.
They have to be a really good team, and they have to have four good shooters, four good scorers out on the floor.
So the Nets.
When he's out there on the floor.
Send him to the Nets. Great.
So you're now limiting yourself. Why would a bad team sit there and want to work out a deal for Marcus Smart? Smart can't be a guy that you can depend on. Those guys, you need to depend on 22 points a night, 24 a night. You can't do that with him. He can do it every once in a while, but he can't do it on a regular basis. So I don't know what the value is. I almost thought that's what the Celtics would try to do to get him out of here. To kind of change, especially when we heard the other day that Brad Stevens was not crazy because he lacked consistency making decisions or whatever. And that's what I thought watching Marcus Smart all of last season. But Brad was protecting him at all times, even when he did stupid things. But apparently Brad feels that way. At least I think Mannix wrote that. And if that is the case, then maybe you deal him away and you bring in another expiring contract. But it's not a guy that you're going to have to worry about that's going to mess up that chemistry with Tatum and with Brown.
And not a guy with the fire and the history. Correct. And the mm-hmm. alpha versus beta and all these yeah. issues we talk about. Yeah, a change could do you good in that role, as Sheryl Crow would say.
We all knew that without you having to say it. Thanks.
Okay. Now we're not staying the obvious.
We're quoting Sheryl Crow now on the program.
Hey, all he wants to do
is
have some fun.
He was quoting movies from the 40s.
The first cut's the deepest.
Glenn has lost all control. He can't wait to be done.
Tyler, you had that so
that was good.
Ready.
Are we close to 6 o'clock?
I listen to a lot of mom rock radio.
Please clap.
Is that what that's called?
Mom rock.
That's Sheryl Crow, absolutely. Adult contemporary.
Do you have basically just a playlist of things they play at a Whole Foods when you walk
It's like Annie Lennox. Who else is on that list?
Shania Twain. Shania Twain.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like a woman. Yeah, I like that.
All right, I'm going to the phone calls, just ignoring both of you guys. Here's Kyle. Kyle's in Rhode Island. Can I go now? Speak to me, Kyle. Speak loud. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I just want to say, yeah, like, just like my hometown and the place I live now and a couple other places I live, you know, people ask me, how is it over there? I say it's nice, but the people suck. And that relates to everybody in New England. New England's a beautiful place, but everybody sucks. They're all spoiled, unappreciative little brat that they're going to boo Brady. They wouldn't even have a team. The Patriots would have moved to London. That would have been London's team if it wasn't for Tom Brady.
Oh, right? Relax a little bit.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. They went to the Super Bowl in the mid-90s with Bledsoe. They were fine. They were a playoff team a couple years earlier. They've been to the Super Bowl every decade.
Yeah, you get the history wrong, Kyle.
New England in week two when Tom Brady took the field. I know a lot of people think that, but that's not how it worked.
Not true, Kyle. Bledsoe deserves the credit for saving the franchise. Bledsoe.
Saving them and keeping them in New England?
Bledsoe, Kraft, then Parcells, then maybe Brady.
And how many history all messed up?
Do you think he would have won? How many Super Bowls would you have without Brady?
That's two.
I'm going to guess two.
What does it matter?
Zero.
Like, I know two. The idea is to win titles, but that doesn't mean they're moving.
So now you're gonna boo him. Kraft was gonna move the franchise to what, St. Louis or something like that?
No,
nobody's
talking
about booing.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, okay.
So James Orthwine was.
So, Kyle, nobody is talking
about booing him.
What we're talking about is what Vince Wilfork said. Do you believe that people are going to cheer him nonstop through this entire game if it's a competitive game? No way.
I thought it was the best thing when he went down there because I thought it gave us the best of both worlds. We got to rebuild while we got to root for Brady winning championships.
Okay.
And we only got a couple of years left of Brady to win, and we got the rest of our lives to root for the Patriots.
Okay, but that wasn't what we were talking about. That's a legitimate point. We were talking about, are people going to boo him? Nobody's going to boo him. Before the game, I think they're going to cheer him and they're going to recognize his contributions. When the game starts, I don't think you're going to see a lot of people in the stands who are going to be sitting there rooting for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because if it happens, and as Fitzy knows, there are a lot of people that drink heavily in that place.
No.
We may have fist fights in the crowd that night because you're going to have fans of both teams.
Although there are weirdly those stats that have come out recently saying that the Patriots are like, or Pats fans are one of the lightest drinking or lightest weight.
I don't know who put that together. That's the dumbest thing in the world. They're not Buffalo Bill fans, but that is dumb.
There are a lot of people in other parts of the country with a lot less to do. And you know what they fill their time with? Booze all.
I didn't know Patriots were lightweights.
Yeah.
Patriots fans.
Yeah, they were
lower third. Like
yeah, they were 27th or 28th.
Yeah,
But who does that survey? What's the criteria?
How do you figure it out?
Exactly. Do you count the number of drinks per fan on a Sunday? What do you do?
It's very strange.
I'm intrigued. I'm very much intrigued. But
maybe it's the fact that the lots are just basically full of like Bud Light and hard seltzer cans that they figure that out per capita.
Well, I can tell you this, that if you places.
I enjoy it.
I would say Buffalo is one of those places where they're ardent drinkers. So they crack tables and stupid stuff like that. Denver's another one.
Yep.
Denver's another one, heavy drinkers.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City. Now, Miami, and you talked about Miami earlier, I think. Miami is not. Nope. Miami, they show up late for the game.
Oh, yeah.
They're not.
No question.
They're
Remember
different.
The whole, they had the whole period there with the red carpet arrivals, and they wanted to make it a party, and it was like fins up because, what's his name? Jimmy Buffett was part of it.
He was a part of it.
And
it was Margaritaville Stadium.
It was Landshark
Stadium
Landshark
or something.
Stadium. Yeah, that's a J-Lo different view
Field.
There. But I think, I mean, I don't know why we're arguing this, but yes, they drink a lot at Gillette Stadium. Fans drink in the parking lot. They have fun.
From what
they
I've
get,
seen, yes.
They get do. Lubed up, as Tom Brady used to say when he was here.
And then Tom was forced to walk that back.
Stupid. One of the dumbest apologies in the history, of apologies. Of time, yes. Unreal that he had to clarify that, as Stephen A. would say. Ridiculous.
Lubed up. Jesse's in New Bedford.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Got it.
I just want to talk about real quick. I know a lot of people have been kind of on Mac Jones today, you know, for not doing too good. But it's his first padded practice with an NFL team.
Mm.
He's only a rookie. I mean, think about it. When Brady was a rookie, he didn't even sniff the field. Mm. So for this guy just to be in the same conversation, maybe he's going to be a starter. He's going to push Newton. That's an accomplishment right there. And here's my theory what I think is going to happen. Wishful thinking. I think in week four, when we play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Cam Newton is going to get hurt. And Mac Jones is going to come in, and he's, I don't know if he's going to save the day, but he's going to play really well. And that's going to be the story coming out of this game. Brady and then his real heir apparent, Mac Jones, who filled in for Cam Newton, which that's what happened to Brady, as we know, 20 years ago, 21 years ago, when he came in for Bledsoe off injury. Yeah. That's my theory, and that's what I think is going to happen. And I think Mac Jones is going to be a really good player in this league.
All right, Jesse.
That'd be a great story.
The storyline there, like Tom Brady gets the victory that night.
But thus began the era of McCorkle.
This would be
I'd be all in on that.
For everybody except Cam.
Yeah, 10-point loss that night that leads to Mac Jones stepping in and leading the Patriots to a new era of, not, if not dominance,
two decades of dominance.
Victory and relevance. I'll take it.
Yeah, I would too. I mean,
do you notice
little,
you can
I don't
tell
want Cam
right
to get like too hurt.
Do you notice you can tell right off the bat, just like host, you can tell right off the bat who they want when a caller calls up, who they want to be the quarterback of the team.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy just wants Mac Jones to be to the point where
45 seconds of preface to get to
in
Mac Jones.
His mind. He's like Gary Tanguay. He's got a screenplay already written.
He does.
We're in game four. He goes out in the first quarter, and Mac Jones becomes the starter because
Gary
Cam
Tanguay.
Newton gets hurt.
Can I? How many people are actually all in on Cam? Because what's their long-term? But what's their long-term plan? Like, is Cam the quarterback for the next?
No,
five
they
years?
Know Mac Jones is the future, and that he'll likely take over next season.
So then, what's the?
But
point?
They want Cam because they want Cam to get a chance to start. They want to see Cam succeed because of all the flack he took last year and the difficulty that he had dealing with the lack of weaponry, his own mechanics and issues, of which he was responsible for some. I think, look at the cheers. You've been down there at camp, Andy.
Yeah, I have.
You have indeed. You've seen the fans. They're not razzing him. They're not booing him. Those are honest-to-God open cheers for Cam.
Yes.
They're showing him
love. So
Cam.
I keep
yes.
on reading, and the reporters down there, the guys that are covering it every day, keep on writing about how the fans have been great to Cam Newton. I must tell you, in all the years that I've covered this stuff, I've never seen a player do less and get treated as well as this guy has got treated.
Correct.
Never. Not a single player over the years.
Not only
nobody.
Not only has no one done less, like, he's given them fuel for hatred. There's been fuel in terms of play. I don't mean non-play stuff, but in terms of actual failures and ugly periods of play.
But he had COVID.
Oh,
and then they took the playbook away from him. And then
true.
They redid the whole playbook.
That's true. They
left
while he was
gone that one day. Not just a legend, but a system.
Yeah, the whole
I've never heard more excuses.
It's unreal. Now, the actual in-person stuff is easy to understand. The dude's charismatic.
He's likable.
He's great.
Yes.
The energy, you can be in a bleacher 40 yards away and feel the energy from Cam. Like, he just has
that. He is a temperature-changing personality, a larger-than-life human. I keep watching these videos on Instagram of him and Born Poly 11, Kendrick Bourne and Cam Newton every day. It's a new handshake. It's a new dance. And you're thinking, like, man, these guys must be 11-0 already. The way they are, if they could play half as well as these guys continue to vibe
ding,
in preseason.
Ding, 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 ding.
So here's
that's
my feeling.
What we're hoping for.
So here's my feeling on that. Maybe I'm being
I'm
just
to keep
a little too crude.
Keep it a buck.
Stick to TikTok. You know, stick to do something else. I want to see a quarterback go out there and play at a high level. That's what I want
to
see.
And let me bring this to the table. You know who else has a little bit of je ne sais quoi or
McCorkle.
Something?
McCorkle.
Yes. Yep. We're already hearing that he had the greatest rookie skit that any of these players have ever seen, impersonating Cam and the swag and the luggage and the outfits, and nobody would get into too much detail exactly what
That's
it was.
That's pretty good, though.
But he nailed it, and we've heard Kendrick Bourne. We've heard Jonnu Smith say, hey, he's got swagger. I didn't know he... And then walking off the field like 30 yards away while Mac Jones is doing his press conference, you have Matt Judon. We love you, Mac! We love you, Matt. Like, he has a little, that's a defensive, high-priced veteran with a little edge to him from
Having
Baltimore.
Fun.
But he's already got some sort of connection with Mac. So Mac has, we ripped Stidham for not having it last year.
Yep.
Mac has some of that swag, draw, energy, whatever you want to call it.
Great guy, man. Maxonville. That's what I call him, man.
Maxonville.
I love it.
That. I'm in on that.
Well, Stidham might have been too nice a guy and totally intimidated.
Yeah, he's not an
Cam
alpha.
Newton walked
in here.
We keep
talking about alphas and non-alphas.
Exactly.
Stidham, not an alpha. No. Cam, an obvious alpha. No. Alpha. But maybe Max an alpha. Tatum?
I don't know. Well, weren't they talking about some skit he was doing down
Bane?
Here where he's showing up dressed up as Cam Newton and he was coming in there and doing impersonation of him?
Yes.
So, he understands the situation. He's not going to be overwhelmed by Cam Newton just taking over.
Damn right.
Scene.
He's ready. He's going to start week one. I'm back on it. I was wavering earlier. I saw practice. He didn't look great. Damn it, I'm back.
Right on that. I heard Mac Jones did a phenomenal Cam Jones
Is that what I said?
I said that. That was my bad.
It was good.
I'm sorry.
I nailed it.
Nailed it.
When I seen him walking on draft day, I was like, oh, it's, you know what I'm saying?
I love that walk-up, by the way. I just wanted to make OMF ups for a change this week. So now that I know I'm in, I feel better.
He's fine. Mac will be fine. Everybody relax. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. Mac will be fine.
Is that how you spell it?
I don't know. It's what Aaron Rodgers did, so I was just copying him. If it's wrong, blame him.
Relax, homie.
All right, 617-779-7937. We are stuck. We all, you, me, everybody, with Andy, with Fitzy, right here on OMF.
Without another move, you look at this team being kind of in that 7-8-9 range. Look, I still think something is coming. Like, something almost has to come. Like, you just can't go into next season with smart Peyton Pritchard. I mean, I'm now hearing the drumbeat of Yam Nadar. I mean, like, I don't really understand. Please. You know, I don't think you can count an international rookie to step in right away and be useful at the point guard position. The front court still is awful thin. You know, maybe it could get worse. I mean, they really are, like, potentially one injury to Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown away from sliding, you know, real deep into that pack. It's not a line I think they want to walk. So I think something else has to happen in the next couple of months.
Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated. I agree with him. You get an injury to one of those two guys, or Brown has trouble coming back from an injury at the start of the season, and you are toast, guys. And I'll add to what Mannix just said, wondering what is going on. Are they going to do something? And Tyler just read it. Mark Murphy, Celtics' priority, according to a league source, is to retain a salary structure that makes it possible to sign a major player when he becomes available, most likely next summer. Good chance they don't use the $5.7 million taxpayers' mid-level this time around. And they had an opportunity. When you look at some of the guys that have signed, they could have used that $5.7 million, and they did not use it. So it's pretty obvious this is what they want to do. They've realized that if they try to get Bradley Beal right now, they have to give up Jaylen Brown. Mm. If they wait to next year, clear the decks, all of the money, they can add him to both Brown and Tatum. But again, that is so risky because suppose you don't get him.
But what if it's a bag job? Like, don't you have an inside man in Jason Tatum for Bradley Beal?
For Beal?
Yeah. Like, you, no question, Glenn, we've seen plenty of risky, we're going to load up, cap space, we're going to do this, and then it's like, wah, 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 what happened? That guy went there, and I'm left holding my bag. But Beal, if you have some wink and a nod and a wink. Like,
sure, I don't want to leave Washington this season. Like, I have no plans of departing until next year.
But Andy, I'm not even disputing that. Maybe they have that right now. But you go through an entire season next year. Let's say the Celtics really suck. And Bradley Beal looks at it and says, you know what? I love you, Jason. You're like a brother to me. We're old boys from St. Louis, but I don't want to go to that team. That team's awful right now.
But not if he's part of the plan. If they've already had these conversations that this is what we have to do to get you. We want you want to play with me and JB, right? We don't want to just be a new duo. We want to be a big three
and we've
in
cleared,
the East.
And we've cleared the financial deck. Trust me, we're so excited about the prospect of playing basketball with you and forming a super team or super team-ish, super team adjacent next year, we're willing to either fight it out or go in the tank, whatever you want to say, this year. That's what I'm going to have to convince myself. Because otherwise, if I'm Tatum and I'm Brown, I don't care how much I'm getting paid, watching all these other teams form around me, the Bucks, they just won it all. The Nets, they just got better today. The Sixers will likely be better. All
Miami's
of these
better.
Teams, and Miami's way better. Boy, I'd like to be Jimmy Butler's
Milwaukee
agent
just
right
got Shemi Ojale. Yeah, they're better.
Well, that talk about made them the prohibitive favorite. If I'm these two guys, I'm pissed. I'm furious. Wait, you just took away our third and fourth best scorers. We don't have a point guard, and you're expecting us to do what with a coach that we're just getting to know?
You're going to get.
Yeah,
you guys
thanks.
Didn't turn the, now turn the page on the plan.
Okay.
Ooh, Bradley Beal.
Yeah,
in a year.
But something
is this
for
not
a
believable?
Year is not
like,
fun.
Am I sounding like a caller coming up you with know. A trade or some sort of, you know, speculative idea, conspiracy theory? Or is this believable? Glenn, you're the old school basketball guy. Is this believable that Bradley Beal and Jason Tatum and Brad Stevens and the Celtics are all on one page?
I think they're probably all on the same page right now, Andy.
Okay.
I think
Let's
you're
go.
On
Hope
something,
so.
And I
Let's
think they
go.
Could be. But what I fear is that by the time we get to the offseason next year, things could have changed dramatically. Oh. They could,
Why?
You know.
Because
like
we'll
that
all
though.
Be dead from chipmunk plague.
That's right.
That's
chipmunk
a possibility.
Plague's gonna get us.
Now, I'm all in. You know what? Fitzy's going to go order a Bradley Beal Celtics jersey. That's how all in we are.
Please.
You don't want that? Wait, do
no.
you not like Beal? You seem to
I have nothing against
Beal.
It. I just don't. Trusting in a plan like that could blow up big. What if things work out in Washington?
Worked
what
out
if he
Miami
decides he wants to go somewhere else?
Heat, right?
Do you
there
think they were honestly talking
process?
About that for over a year?
Yes. I think these things
Then
take
you must
some
think
time.
That Gronk and Brady were talking the entire
Wait,
time saying
didn't it work
were.
Out for KD and Kyrie?
Yeah, but KD
what
was
it, the
out.
All-Star game
KD
where they
was
were
injured
talking,
for a year. He was out in Kyrie.
I'm just saying
Kyrie's
these
the biggest
are
snake
long-term.
In professional sports.
These things have long-term foundations and their roots.
No,
and
I think there's absolutely something to
okay,
it, guys.
Okay, let's go. Beal.
There's no question.
Let's do
I mean,
this.
In the same way that players go out there and move to different teams, and the biggest fear that I had, and the reason I would do the Bradley Beal deal, is because I fear that if you go another couple seasons and this thing doesn't get any better for Jason Tatum, he's going to be one of those guys that's going to be saying, see you guys, I got to go. I
yes.
got to go with Bradley Beal somewhere else. We're going to Chicago. We're going to Milwaukee. We're going somewhere, you know?
Right. That's why
I'm out of here.
That's why I want to know if this is feasible that they are in on this. Because the worst case scenario is the Celtics stink this year.
Mm-hmm.
Tatum's not in on any of this.
Mm-hmm.
And Tatum suddenly is like, I don't know if I want to be here. Now Jaylen Brown's like, well, I don't know if I want to be here, if he doesn't want to be here, and suddenly it's all hitting the fan, and we're in, like, full rebuild, trust the process draft pick.
And Jaylen Brown goes somewhere, and Tatum's like, Bradley Beal just went to Utah
right.
or someplace else.
Because
I'm going to go play with Spider Mitchell and Beal. Yeah, wherever they end up.
The
yes.
whole thing, that's why
San Antonio.
I, Positive Andy, the ever optimist, would like to think that this is a wink and a nod and a year away from the three-headed monster that is Beal, Brown, and Tatum. Glenn, my football god, oh, trusted one. Bradley Beal, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. Say this is the dream, that three. How do they compete in the East? How do they fit together?
Better than a seven seed, but I would
That's
not...
That's all you got?
But I would not put them ahead of Milwaukee or Philly. I would not put them at the top of the pack, or maybe even Miami.
How about
they're
the
better,
Nets?
They're better, Andy, or than oh, certainly not the Nets.
Jeez, we're
if
like
the Nets
a five
are healthy,
seed?
If the Nets are healthy, they're the best team in the East.
Oh, for far. Sure, for sure, yeah. Glenn. You should see. I've been checking Twitter during every break. The number of people that have already reconciled themselves to Lakers versus Nets next June for the NBA Finals is astounding.
Who are you rooting for, Fitzy?
Oh, are you kidding me? I'll be buying my son the LeBron jersey he wants after Space Jam and New Legacy. Are you kidding? It's a sport. It is a joy to root against Kyrie and the Nets.
That's
oh,
true.
It is a treat.
But I'll also take the field. I think there's just.
I don't think the Lakers win in the West next year.
Either
Andy.
One
I'll
of them
the
is
field.
Easy. No? Either one of them
Golden
is
State,
easy.
Golden State, Dallas. I'll give you
yeah.
Utah.
Golden
yeah.
State? Oh, I'll put my kids in Steph Curry's shoes. They're also pretty,
Denver.
Pretty nice.
Nuggets,
Denver?
Nuggets
sure.
Are good.
Denver.
Yeah.
Especially if Murray comes back like he was playing before the injury.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would definitely take the field in that NBA Finals.
I'll root
matchup.
For the Jazz, and I'm Utah not, creeps me out.
I don't think it's a given here that LeBron wins another ring.
I do not either. I definitely do not think it's a given.
Yeah, but everyone
I think the West is too difficult. Same thing. Phoenix is another one. The West is too difficult. So you don't get easy series anymore
right.
in the West. So for LeBron, he's going to have to go through how many series to fight through this thing? We just named, what, six teams in the West right now that are all a problem.
And we have the fit with Westbrook and what exactly that's going to look like. And
not enough basketballs on any floor in
sure
any gym for them.
No. So,
I'm not crazy about that.
But Glenn, how about the idea that everyone is chasing a ring? You've got all these guys like Carmelo's like, I'll go to the Lakers for a year. Sure.
Yeah.
I'll take nothing. Granted, he's already worth $200 million. So what is
But that's what happens when you have one of those championship contending teams. When guys know that there's no difference if I go to this team or that team, the money is all the same. I'm getting minimum or I'm getting $5 or $6 million, you know, exception. That's all I'm getting. You go to the good teams. You go to the teams where you think you can win a ring.
Mm-hmm.
So why would anybody right now with a $5.7 million exception want to come to Boston? One of those seasoned veterans. Why would they do that? You know what you got? You got Jabari Parker to come to the Celtics because there was nowhere else to go. Nobody else wanted him.
Yeah, this is one of those like genetic square games wow. where the Lakers have all the advantages. You're in L.A. It's nice out, so people want to go there naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you have LeBron. You have the chance to win. So you have like two dominant traits over there. The Celtics are in Boston. They don't have a chance to win, and no one really wants to go play in Boston. You have two recessive traits. Therefore, did we use the word lottery pick earlier? Did that come
yeah.
up in our discussion with
yeah.
At the,
end, at the tail end of our discussion.
It just kind of button hooked me a little bit there. Like, we're now talking the Celtics as a lottery pick team.
I think that's a possibility.
It is.
With an injury, let's say you don't get close to 82 games out of your two stars.
Yep.
You're reliant now on those two stars to literally play close to 82 games if you want to be a pretty good team.
And we are less Eastern than teams. A year removed from a bubble Eastern Conference Finals in which we thought they were the favorite heading into that series. Correct?
And we felt like they blew it when they were when Brad Stevens was outcoached.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know.
That's the issue I have,
Andy. How did
Andy.
We get here?
18 months later.
They're going backwards. They're going backwards. They really are. And by the time they get Bradley Beal next year, all these other teams may have improved that much.
Yeah, you just also poo-pooed on the Beal deal. Like, we got a two-year multi-step plan here that involves, like, a mini-tanking for a year. And then Glenn goes, yeah, you'll be better than a 7 seed. Ooh, I feel the energy, Glenn. Like,
wait,
now you're a 5 seed?
It's not even a full year later because the Celtics got bumped from the bubble. Yes, like
do any of you guys, and I'll throw Tyler into this, do any of you guys think you add Bradley Beal to those two players and you're a contender?
Yes, I think you're a contender.
Get a shot.
If Jason Tatum is as good as he's supposed to be, Beal and Brown, that's a dynamic 25, trio
28,
with
28
Lob Williams.
Yeah, are you kidding?
Now you got guys like Pritchard in reserve energy, like complementary roles. Maybe Neesmith has evolved into something.
And Tyler, you got to imagine if you brought a Beal to town, there would be some veteran point guard. Obviously, it's not going to be a Kyle Lowry who got wildly overpaid. But there would be somebody who would want to come run the point for them, right?
Exactly. The Heat point guard, Kendrick Nunn, who was a very good player
good
but did not end up playing in the playoffs.
Yep.
He saw his playing time pretty much diminish. He was going to get probably $6, $7, $8 million in the free agent market and took like five from the Lakers. He took like basically nothing.
Right.
Smart guy.
Which is
the position, to chase that ring.
And the position you'll be in when Beal arrives. And as one of our texters astutely pointed out, you'll also have your lottery pick.
Wow.
Great.
Think about that.
Talking
lottery pick.
Good news is,
it'll
be more exciting
year?
For the draft next year than it was this year when you didn't have a pick. Until
listen, it was good
whatever.
For you, Andy. A little bit more negativity. You needed a little bit
you
more
were getting
negativity.
A little
I think you've been too positive on the program.
You don't
today.
Like me positive? It's
no.
not my
no,
role.
You're not full
your
positive.
Strange.
You really aren't.
Negativity. Let's talk Brady again if you want negative.
You've got plenty of people
Tom.
On hold to yell
yeah, happy freaking birthday, Tom.
We'll do that.
We got something you can blow out.
We'll give Fitzy an opportunity to sing happy birthday to Tom Brady
right.
coming up. This hour of OMF brought to you by Window World of Boston. Call 1-800-NEXT-WIN or online at windowworldofboston.com. Oh, my God. They had a little pussycat who disrupted the Yankees game last night. And, of course, John Sterling and Susan Waltman were all over it. We'll get to it next.
Ordway, Merlone, Fourier. Back to OMF on EEI.
Let's call all brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. They had a little cat out in the field last night for the Yankees game. And the tandem of Sterling and Waldman were a little bit confused.
There's a kitty cat on the field. Are they going to get him for us? Yes. It's by kitty the cat. Oriole dugout. Now he's running towards Phil Nevin and across the field. Whose cat is that? Now he's running in the outfield. Will somebody open a door and let him in? Come on, he's trying to find a way out of here.
Absolutely, that's what he's doing.
There's a guard in the bullpen. Just open the door. He's a little kitten. Come on. Just open the door and get him.
The kitten ran away from them. There are four guys out there.
Well, because they were running at him like it's, you know, they don't, she doesn't understand. They think, the cat thinks he wants to hurt them. That isn't how you do it. Okay.
All they have to do is open the, oh, they're going to open the door to the loading
dock. Finally. Oh, and he fell. Right, meanwhile, everybody is having a good laugh. We haven't had a good laugh all evening. That's for darn sure.
Pitch is grounded foul.
You guys laughing at that? Were you going?
I actually found Susan funny because she was like criticizing their ability to remove it.
That isn't how you do it.
I can
just
show
wants to
you.
Find a way to get out of here.
And the first thing she says is, "Whose cat is it?" Like, how the bleep should I know whose cat?
Oh, it's the guy who leads roll call out in the the Bronx Bleacher Creatures.
Can we now go to a professional who knows how to handle a situation when there is a animal on the field? This is how you handle it. The great Kevin Harlan.
Oh, there's a cat. A black cat has taken the field. A black cat is running from the 20 to the near side, the 10. From the 39 in Dallas, here's a short throw down the middle, caught by Ingram. Caught at the 35, went to the 30. Now the cat running the other way. And so is Ingram at the 30 to the 25, to the 24-yard line of the Dallas Cowboys. It's a catch and run of 15. Now the cat is stopped at the 50.
So is it bad luck for the Giants? Is it bad luck for the Cowboys?
I don't know, but they've stopped playing. The players with hands on hips are watching the cat run and zigzag all over the field. The black cat is at the other end of the field. He's
black
at the
cat
eight.
Doesn't know that it was last Thursday that was Halloween. Not Monday night football.
He's a little bit late. Now he is sitting and looking. Now he's at the five.
Who brought the
walking.
Cat?
He's
again.
Walking to the three. He's at the two. And the cat is in the CDW red zone. CDW, people who get it now, a policeman.
Gotta get that sponsor read, Kevin.
The cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
The man is drunk. Who brought the cat?
Okay, he knows how to handle.
How come everyone keeps
no one brought the cat.
Job.
It's a cat that snuck in.
They live. It's a stray cat. All of these stadiums and fields have these
Both of them.
And
have
they eat very well.
Have you,
seen, have you seen how many seagulls are outside of these NFL games?
Hey, Glenn, any experience in this area?
They eat very well.
With a cat out the field? I had a rat.
Oh, a rat, really?
At the Boston Garden, hidden under a popcorn container.
Nice. And did you actually do play-by-play of the rat?
The cat is in the CDW red zone. Oh. CDW, people who
you
get
never
a
heard,
police.
You never heard that?
Oh, no.
That's the story, Kevin. Popcorn thing moving over there. There goes the popcorn. The popcorn's moving from the rafters all the way down to the lounge. Glenn.
Not bad. Ugh. But what a difference Harlan doing it versus.
He's a pro.
Yeah, he's good at it.
He's
all right, gentlemen, thank you for coming in.
Obradovich.
Thanks for coming. Christian is back tomorrow. How about that?
Oh, really?
The two of us are back
there
together tomorrow.
Boys,
we have Alex Cora on tomorrow? Yes?
He's on tomorrow, 2:30. Yes.
2:30 tomorrow.
It was fun today, Glenn. Christian, thank you, sir.
Yes.
All right, fellas, have a great night. Stay safe out there. Mud at Night coming up next.
You're home for the Sox. WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.